785-776-1350, stop by at 2414 Casement Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com.
And we're back on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to Tim Schaefer. Long titles, so I won't repeat them now, just for brevity's sake. In studio with me today, currently, is UFM Education Coordinator Kayla Savage and Adult and Teen Services Librarian Mary Swab. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Well.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So we're going to be talking a little bit about Talk 20 MHK. I asked you during the break if it's okay if I compare it to a TED Talk, but as you've correctly told me, that's maybe not so much. So could you tell me just a little bit about the talks?
Sure. Yeah. The kind of the history or background, if you will, of Talk 20 MHK, it started actually with an event called Picha Kucha, which is was used by people in the architecture field. And the whole idea was so that professionals from that area would get together and share about projects in a very quick format. So 20 seconds, 20 slides, that they would present whatever their topic or their project was. And so it got this name, Picha Kucha. And our friends down in Hutchinson, actually, they started a event called Talk 20 Hutch. And they have now celebrated, I think, 5 years of their event, if I remember correctly. And they offer theirs every January and every June. It's a Friday night event. They are now kind of busting at the seams, if you will, at their library. And volunteer-run, volunteer-driven. Another partnership between the library and then the volunteer citizens that run the program there. And I had the pleasure of meeting one of the founders of the event a few years back at a Big World Brainstorm that was sponsored by the Kansas Sampler Foundation, which is a great event to be part of if you've ever had the opportunity to do so. Carrie shared what the event was all about with me, and actually to several of us at a table, and I realized very quickly that this was something that UFM really needed to get behind and needed to be doing here in Manhattan, because, you know, the whole premise of it is right in line with UFM's mission, kind of serving as that catalyst for new ideas and people to share their passions and their hobbies. And of course, it falls right in line with the library's mission as well. So
yes. Yeah, to connect people and ideas, I think, and just provide services to our community. So,
yeah. So great partnership opportunity for UFM and the Manhattan Public mm-hmm. Library. So a couple years ago, I think it's been already, went to the leadership at Manhattan Public Library, and they were thumbs up on board, and that's how Talk 20 MHK was born.
How about that? So it's been a few years now running, and just to give a little summary of what it's kind of like giving individuals a platform to be able to share their individual knowledge and with the greater community there, you know, there's a wide breadth of various skilled individuals in our community. And what are some of the talks that they'll be giving at this upcoming event?
Well, in the past, we've had everything that's ranged from paddling the Kansas waterways to
sword fighting.
Yes, to sword fighting, which was a very popular one. Yeah, beekeeping. We've also had people talk about storytelling as well. In fact, I guess a spoiler, this Thursday we're going to have a special alumni of Talk 20 past event, Carmen Schober. She's actually going to be our MC of the event this Thursday, and her presentation was on storytelling and also through using kind of the Rocky storyline, if you will, to tell your own story. So it just, it's a huge variety, if you will. Mary, do you want to talk about some of the presenters that we have coming up on Thursday?
Sure. So we have Dave Colburn, who's going to be talking about bike riding in Manhattan.
He's a local expert, obviously.
Yes. I believe he's been 40 years at Pathfinder. So
yes. Yep, and he actually started teaching bicycle maintenance classes at UFM long, long ago. So, oh my gosh, Dave's how cool. Dave's been around a while.
Okay, and then Lauren Larry Holmes will be speaking on what is sustainability and how do we make it accessible. She's also a yoga instructor, mm-hmm. And she enjoys researching and speaking and teaching about sustainability in local communities for all people. So it'll be interesting to hear from her. Kaylee Proctor will be speaking about love at first sight. Oxytocin. Thank you. Oxytocin's role in parenting. And she also is the owner of Little Apple Doulas, if I understand that correctly.
Yep. She knows a lot about relationships between babies and parents. So
yes,
she'll be a great local expert to hear from.
Awesome. And then we have Rita Ross, who is going to be speaking on her own personal adventures on the Appalachian Trail.
Yep.
I also find it interesting that her bio suggests that she's done it alone.
She has.
So she's hiked alone, which is pretty fascinating, I think.
Yes, and she hasn't completed it yet. So she's going to be talking about so far where she's gotten and her next plan on the trip.
Because I understand that trail is quite extensive.
Yes. Intense is a good word for it.
Yeah,
so
you'd be out there long weeks, possibly even alone. If you're going alone, that's a little rough there.
Yeah, yeah. So I think her story is going to be really fascinating.
Did we decide on Mickey?
Mickey.
I'm sorry if we pronounced your name wrong. Mickey Tobler will be speaking on seeing the world through science, and he's he studies evolution in extreme environments in Case State's Division of Biology. So I think it'll be interesting to hear from him and his perspective. And then we have one more, Jared Tremblay will be speaking on why biking and pedestrians are important.
Yeah, very important topic, especially as Manhattan continues to grow and we continue mm-hmm. to have bike paths and making sure that we're being respectful to everyone. And so I'm excited to hear from all of these presenters.
Yeah, very interesting. Especially there's also new possible zoning requirements for bike parking. With newly developed apartments and things mm-hmm. like that, so that's also very interesting there.
Yeah.
So it's been going on a few years now. What do you what has been the community response to this event? How's it been going?
It's been going really well. It's been very well received. You know, of course, with the partnership with the library and their amazing facility with the auditorium, the event is free and open to everyone as far as accessibility. The friends of the library have been gracious enough to provide snacks, which anytime you're going to have an event, anytime you feed people, that's really, really key. So we appreciate their support as well. But yeah, it's gone really well. People have really received it very positively. There is a session at the very end of the event for questions and answers mm-hmm. for people in the audience to ask questions. And we've had kids ask questions. We've had, you know, we've had questions for every single presenter every mm-hmm. single time. And then what also is unique about Talk 20 is that there's also a time for socialization afterward. So 20 seconds for 20 slides is not a lot of time. It's like 7-ish minutes. So depending on the topic that you're presenting, it's very, very quick. And that's the whole premise behind this that makes it interesting and fun and exciting. But because there's not a lot of time to get in a lot of detail, if you will, about your particular topic, that's why the socialization period at the end, I think, is really beneficial, because then it gives the opportunity, if someone's interest is piqued in the audience, they have that opportunity again to then connect with the people,
definitely,
the
definitely.
Person, the ideas, that kind of thing, which is right in line with the mission of the library and UFM. So
yes.
We're short on time, so if you could tell me just a little bit, real quick, if you want to do a talk, and could you tell me when and where this is happening? How do they get
okay.
contact?
So the slate is already planned for this Thursday, so please come this Thursday. If any of these topics sound interesting to you, or if you want to know more information, please come this Thursday, 7 p.m., September 27th. We'll
at
be going
Manhattan Public Library.
Yep, at the Manhattan Public Library in the auditorium. We'll be there, so you can actually find more information on the Manhattan Public Library's website. You can find more information on UFM's website. We do have a Facebook event page for Talk 20 MHK. So if you're on Facebook, check out Talk 20 MHK, and then there's more information about how to present
on the website if you're interested.
Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for having us, Nick. Yep. Appreciate
thank
it.
You
can find this archived on newsradiokman.com on demand down on the In Focus section. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.